Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Next week I'm going to preach, since this is fresh on everybody's mind, I'm going to preach about the Antichrist. I'm going to preach about Christ and the Antichrist. When the Antichrist shows up, and we're going to look at Daniel chapter 9 next week. Okay, he signs a covenant with Israel. Here's what I believe the covenant is going to be. They're all fighting over land. That's what it is. Okay. And I believe that the Antichrist is a Jew, and I'll point that out next week, and other things from the tribe of Dan, other things we'll talk about next week. Anyway, we talked about this last week in my sermon, if y'all remember, that the battle of Gog and Magog, it happens after the rapture, after the translation period. After the battle of Gog and Magog, where Russia and those armies of the north to go back, 1/6 of the army it survives, 5/6 is destroyed. Remember we talked about that last week? That after that is when I believe that the tribulation period will begin. When Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, the Antichrist signs that covenant, and I believe it will give them land. Talking about the Muslim folk, and Arabs. Arabs? Okay, the Muslims. Okay, okay, you want this section, and that will allow Israel to build that temple up on the Temple Mount. They're going to build a temple during the tribulation period, and that's what they're wanting. We talked about this. I'll bring this out more. But again, the reason I said that this morning is because they're fighting over that land. And I think the agreement will be, okay, you're going to quit fighting. Russia and the army is going back up north. Whoever this great politician is going to stand up, and we'll talk about him next week. He says, here's how we're going to do this thing. They're going to have this section of land, whatever land it may be or whatever. I won't go into that today. The Jewish people can have their temple built. That's going to happen. Now, all this fighting is over a piece of property. Our Lord Jesus Christ came through the seed of Isaac, not Ishmael, his chosen seed. Okay, verse number 12. I got to move. I have so much here. Now you know why I couldn't get hardly through verse 16. Verse number 12. It talks about, therefore sprang there even one, and him as good as dead. Now just remember, at least years earlier, Abraham's now 99, when he able to be with Sarah. But years earlier, he had no problem with Hagar. Okay, I still won't say Hagar. Okay, Hagar. Okay, he had no problem. They had a child. So obviously between then and he was 83 or whatever that age was, between them and 99, he kind of lost that vigor. They didn't have, some of you old men use those pills. Yeah, they didn't have Viagra. I shouldn't say these things. But you understand what I'm saying. They were as good as dead. It wasn't happening again. Well, God gave them strength, Abraham and Sarah, so they could have a child. Because of the faith of Abraham and Sarah, they received God's strength. Don't overlook that. They were done. But God gave them strength. God gave them the ability to conceive and bear a son in their old age. Verse number 13 through 16. These all died in faith. And I wrote a note in one of these days. This would be my commentary. They did not need to seek faith on the deathbed. They already had faith. They died in faith. In other words, they're not on their deathbed and, Lord, give me faith. No, they died in faith. They were believing God will fulfill his promises, even when they were closing their eyes in death. And they hadn't seen it. We're going to read that. They had not seen it. But yet they knew God was true to his word. These all died in faith, not having received the promise. None of these patriarchs saw the complete fulfillment of God's promise, but they saw afar off what God was going to do. By the way, that's why it's called faith. If you see, we looked at this in the book of Romans here a while back. If you see it, it ain't faith no more. But You don't see it. Now, it's not a jump in the dark, but you see it by faith based on the Word of God. You believe it. And you believe it. My dad used to say this, and I don't know where this old saying come from. Even if it hair lips Hannah. I don't know what that means. You say, yeah, I'm going to believe it till it hair lips Hannah. You know, that I'm going to trust God to the very end, that God will fulfill His promises. The important thing is not what we live in, but what we look for. Let that sink in. The important thing is not what we live in now, but what we look for. Remember Abraham's, and talked about this for 100 years, talked about this last week. For 100 years, God had promised him a land, and he owned nothing. He didn't own a piece of property except two grave plots for him and his wife. That's all he owned. He lived in tents, moving. God just moved him around. That's what he's saying. It's not what we live in, but what we look for. How does that apply today? I have it written down here just a little bit. I'll read it to you. These all died in faith. You know, I have an outline if y'all been following this. These all died in faith. This is the worthiness of faith. The worthiness of faith. Because what the rest of these promises are. Well, we remember at the beginning, we saw Abel. His was the worship of faith. Remember that? His sacrifice was accepted. Cain's was not, because of the worship. The worship of faith was Abel. We see the walk of faith. The walk of faith was Enoch. Remember, Enoch walked with God, and he was not. And then we see the work of faith. Noah, 120 years. And I still can't get over that. He did it to the saving of his house. Every time he drove a spike, I know they didn't have the iron spikes back then, but a wood plug or whatever, putting those things together, those boards and all together, I believe he was sawing and cutting. He said, this is for my family. And the rest of y'all, if you want to join us, come on. But he said he built the ark for the saving of his house, for his wife and his boys and those daughters. And, of course, anybody else wanted to jump aboard, they could. But it's interesting, 120 years. He's a preacher of righteousness, and his was the work of faith. And if you know, when I was at, and that, by the way, they go in that order, exact order. First, you have to worship. Then you can walk, and then you begin to work. I have no chance that these things are put in here like that. Anyway, then we see the wandering of faith. That was Abraham. The W-A-N-D-E-R, not the W-O-N-D-E-R, but W-A-N-D-E-R-I-N-G. The wandering. Abraham, pack your bags. You're going to a land that I'm going to show you. Where are we going? Just pack your bags. And I told you the story probably how Sarai. Abram comes home, pack your bags. We're going, where are we going? I don't know where we're going. What are you talking about? Most of our ladies, most of us guys, we won't know where we're going. And he began to wander 100 years, a wandering of faith. Then we see the waiting of faith is Sarah. Well, she didn't wait the first time. Well, we find out that God in his... Aren't you glad God's a forgiving God? That we find, I didn't read about it, when Isaac was born, she laughed. I still got a little bit of time. Let me share this with you. I think it's Genesis 21. Greg, put this up there. Genesis 21. Verse number 1. And the Lord visited Sarah, and I have this underlined in my Bible, as he had said. It took him a while, but she waited. At first, she laughed. And it was a laugh of unbelief. You laughed in that tent. I didn't laugh. I heard you laugh. Okay? Isaac's born. And underline that, as he said, and the Lord did unto Sarah. And underline this, as he had spoken. Two times in that verse. I mean, you can take God as his word. Remember, you used to be on an old bumper sticker that said it 100 times. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, whether you believe it or not, if God says it, that settles it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.